You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer aren't the only scandal-scarred politicians staging a comeback this fall. Vito Lopez, who resigned from the Assembly this spring after a series of sexual harassment allegations, is running for city council. And as WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, he still has many loyal constituents.
Near the foot of the Williamsburg Bridge, a group of men sit hunched over a game of dominoes. Dimitri Morales says he doesn't know much about the mayor's race, but he's strongly supporting one candidate on primary day.
Vito Lopez. I'm going to vote for him because he is the best for the neighbor.
He says it's because of what Lopez did for the community over almost three decades in the Assembly.
He did a lot of things for the housing, which I live in Section 8. He helped me a lot in Section 8. He fought for us there.
And sure, Morales says he's heard about Lopez's sex scandals. Women who said they were propositioned, told not to wear bras, and keep their skirts short. The allegations earned Lopez the nickname Gropez from the New York Post and a censure from the Assembly. But Morales says he doesn't care.
I don't pay attention to that. I'm going to vote for him no matter what.
No matter what?
No matter what. I'm going to vote for him. My wife, too. And my son, too.
On the same day Lopez resigned from the Assembly last May, he announced his intention to run for city council in the 34th District, which covers Williamsburg and Bushwick in Brooklyn and Ridgewood in Queens. He's running against a home health aide named Gladys Santiago and a college admissions officer named Humberto Soto. But most of the attention has focused on what's seen as a David and Goliath-type fight between the longtime power broker and a string bean-sized council staffer named Antonio Reynoso. As it turns out, it's the way Reynoso talks about it himself.
I'm running against a 28-year incumbent, pretty much, and what I'm doing is trying to work against that.
But Reynoso also has some serious advantages. Born and raised in the district, he was the chief of staff to the current council member, got the nod from the New York Times, and has been endorsed by a dozen unions and several mayoral candidates. When I caught up with Reynoso a few days ago, he was making the rounds with Christine Quinn.
Hi.
This is Christine Quinn.
Yes.
She's running for mayor, and I'm Antonio Reynoso, running for city council.
Okay.
And we just want
to... Oh, my gosh.
He talks about incentives for affordable housing and a coalition he's creating of education activists. Reynoso says he's been doing this kind of thing every day for months, knocking on countless doors, meeting voters wherever he can, just so he can get his name out there. Lopez, on the other hand, has kept a low profile, with no website or public events. He told me he'd be out greeting people at subway stations and community meetings this week, but he wouldn't tell me where. So I called him a bunch of times until he agreed to a phone interview.
Hi, is this Mr. Lopez?
Hello?
Hi, it's Jessica Gould.
Yeah, people say you're very aggressive.
I asked him why I couldn't join him on the campaign trail.
My job is not to create a media circus. My job is not to walk around with you. I'm running and campaigning for votes, all right?
So he tells me what he's been telling voters, that he's running on a record of getting resources for the community. He throws out a bunch of numbers, saying he passed 536 bills, helped build 6,000 units of affordable housing, and reduced the number of vacant buildings in the area from 1,800 to 12. What he doesn't want to talk about are the female staffers who accused him of intimidation, harassment, and unwanted advances. Lopez says it's simply not true, and his supporters know it.
I don't believe half of the stuff that they're saying. I really, really don't.
That's Aida Gonzalez, who teaches belly dancing at one of the senior centers Lopez founded.
He's been for the community, for the people, and I just don't see it. I think he's the man. I think he has done so much for us.
Still, there are those who say they're done with the longtime Brooklyn boss. Connie Leocata and Rose Carbone are sisters who have lived in Williamsburg their whole lives. They say they used to be big supporters of Lopez. Everyone was.
Vito Lopez did a lot for the communities at first when he, you know, was younger and everything. But now we're hearing all these things. We don't know. We don't know if we could trust him anymore. You understand?
But as I made my way through the gentrified areas of Williamsburg, past the gourmet cheese shop and the baby yoga studio, I found that as strong as feelings are about Vito Lopez, there are plenty of people with no opinion of him at all. Like this young mom pushing a stroller.
City council? Is that like the mayor and stuff? I don't know. I am so busy with these kids. I just like, I don't keep up with that stuff. I'm sorry.
The primary is Tuesday, and without any significant Republican opposition, it's likely that the winner will go on to serve. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.
For live election returns, tune into WNYC beginning at 9 p.m. on Tuesday night. You can watch all the election results on our website or on your mobile device at WNYC.org.